You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years of ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone is the General Director of Bearing Precious Seed Canada and Pastor Emeritus of the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hopes of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Welcome to... What is it?
Tim Time.
Tim Talks. Tim Talks.
Tool time.
Tool time. I think I'm drunk on this Tim Hortons. They put something in America that we don't have. Let me try that again, shall we? Here we go in 3, 2, 1, start. Welcome to Tim Talks. Oh, that's better. Our first one didn't go so well. We'll leave that for the extra
I'll
clip.
Mix these down.
Yeah, we'll mix
They'll
them down.
They'll hear it.
Sometimes you get thinking ahead of where you're supposed to be, and you get mixed up, and that's what happens. So welcome to Tim Talks. Welcome back, Brother Wolven, and welcome back, Brother Stephen Michelle, pastor of Cross Point Baptist Church in Ottawa, Canada. Good to have you back with us, Brother Michelle.
Good to be here again. Thank you.
Well, you had mentioned in our last podcast about being thrust into doing all this video work. Tell us some of the specifics, because I think many people can identify with that.
Yeah, well, we didn't video any of our services, but to be able to go from nothing to something, had a quick deacons meeting and said, hey, we need to spend some money. Did a quick shop around for some camera, for video equipment, and it all came together within a two-week time period, and we were up and running. But yeah, that was a steep learning curve. I try to stay up with technology, but my kids kind of laugh at me because I've got no form of social media. So I'm not one for posting pictures or videos of myself at all, anywhere, at any time. And so to go from that to being online, that was quite a leap. I can't say I enjoy it at all yet. I'd rather be just with my own church people in our own auditorium, but then to be online and seen by whoever wants to click on it, that's different. But yeah, it was a jump in that direction, learning what type of video and how to sync up the audio and what interfaces to use and how to be able to mix all that, and then how to get guys on board to understand. We use the OBS program to live stream.
Yes.
And so doing that, and then knowing which platform to stream to. So we ended up signing up for Caster Restreaming, and we restreamed to a couple of different things. And so researching all of that and then investing in that, it's an investment, but it's also, big learning time.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of unique that Brother Wolven and I are all over the internet with, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
But when you look this good, you don't mind putting your picture on the internet.
Wow.
No hindrance here at all. And Brother Wolven's all about.
It's just a little bit different trying to find Brother Michelle. And, it's sort of like trying to find Sister Frank.
Oh, my goodness.
Just, I'm sorry, Brother Michelle. I have to work with this. This is all I got. So
that's good. That's okay.
He pays for the coffee, so I have to let him say what he wants. Brother Michelle, let me ask you, as I asked at the close of our last podcast, what are some of the good things that you've seen come out of this, if any?
We've seen some great things come out of this. It's the Lord is really blessing the work here, and we were seeing the Lord do just a great thing. We had the program from Bible Baptist Church come up with an outreach, and that was a great boost to our summer outreach program. And since that time, that was only a few months after we entered our building, and since that time, I don't think we've had maybe less than six Sundays where we haven't had a first-time visitor. And so our visitors are just off the charts and just trying to keep in contact and reach out. So we're seeing people saved and baptized. And then even into the shutdown period of early last year, we're still baptizing, seeing new people, still having contacts. And then by the time we opened in the summer of 2020, the same thing, we're having new faces come out, even though we're operating at a 30% capacity. And so obviously the visitors have slowed down a little bit since then, but we've had now a few since Christmas even, and they've been coming back to these services of 10, believe it or not. And so some good contacts there. And so we're just excited to see what God's doing even through all of the difficulty. And so our people, too, are developing a heart to reach out to others. And so they've been forwarding the messages, the videos, all of those different things. So it's exciting to see that.
So did you move from a less populous area to a more populous area, or is just the newness of the building, or maybe you're a little bit more visible? What are some of the tangible? I mean, we know it's all of the Lord.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are some of the tangible things that you think has brought so many visitors in?
I do think it is a permanent place in the community that has really added to that. Mm. You know, rather than just driving by a school and seeing a little sandwich board sign saying we're meeting in the gym here, it's a permanent presence of 24/7 people driving down the road and seeing a new building, seeing something new in the community, but also seeing that it is a church building. You're able to actually give a physical location to what you're inviting people to. So I think that really does factor into that.
Amen.
I think there was a sense of excitement in the people too, which is good, you know, where they feel they can invite people out to something. So maybe that's added into that.
That program that he spoke of was our HELP program, our Help Evangelize Lost People, which is really a spinoff of the SMITE program from Cleveland Baptist, where I learned, you know, that program of going into community, reaching out, having Bible schools, those kind of things. And we adapted that over the years. And definitely, by far, the most successful program we ever had was at Brother Michelle's. And I think in part because of the excitement of a new building, but also you really went after those folks. If anybody was there, you made contact, you provided the information, you opened your arms in that community and just really saw a great response. And very, very effective program in that area. And it was a thrill to be a part of that and to see that grow. What are some of the things, other than the church not being able to get together, maybe some of the negative things that are coming about or you may see coming about in the future?
Yeah, I think, well, people are people. And so everyone seems to have a different view of what's going on today. I think that has been our source of difficulty, is just the many different viewpoints. Thankfully, it hasn't caused a great hindrance. There's just been, you know, a few things, this and that. But I think moving forward, because nobody really knows that, you know, what everything's going to look like in our countries with, you know, vaccines and all this kind of stuff, just walking people through that. And I've just been trying to keep our focus on biblical things, keep looking unto Jesus. I've determined not to be issues-oriented in my preaching. Thankfully, we're in our third book of study. We did Acts most of last year, and I've been doing 1st and 2nd Thessalonians as of late. So just staying in the Word and keeping focused on what God is telling us through the Bible, I hope keeps us focused on things that really matter. Mm.
You are a tweener between our age and a brand new crop of people coming in. What are some of the things that you would suggest for older guys like us to be aware of in dealing with, whether it's young families, young singles, you know, you're dealing with a lot of professional people. What is some advice that you can give us?
Good question.
Wow, that's
that's two. That's two. Mark it down, everyone. That's two.
Well, at least there's one in this podcast who's asking good questions. So.
Oh, boy.
Boy, that is a good question. I've had such a high respect for those who are older in ministry, and I've always tried to learn from them. And
blah, 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 yeah, blah, no. blah. Now give us the real answer.
No, that's part of the reason why I enjoyed coming to Ottawa, as I had a chance to work alongside a very seasoned man in ministry. He had preached over 50 years at that point. So,
wow.
He had established a number of churches already, and so just that opportunity to learn from him, I don't see a problem with many of the things that, you know, you would say your generation does. I don't see a problem with that. I think there's a lot of good that we can glean from that. To me, the only real changes today would be maybe just what technology is bringing to us and connection points, but you guys seem to be having a good handle on that anyways, so that's good. But, you know, some of those things that don't change that I think should remain as the focus, such as doctrine and preaching and focusing on the Lord, I don't think that should change, and I think we could learn a lot more from the previous generation with regards to that.
I will tell you that Brother Michelle is, I don't want to say stereotypical, but if you think of an independent Baptist church, he still preaches in a suit and tie, still uses, you know, a great deal of the hymns in his music. It's very conservative program, conservative dress, and it's working.
Yep.
It's working well. You've seen great growth.
Yep. If anything, the people that we get in the door take notice of some of those things, and they say it's refreshing. And, yes. And you know, some of the new growth that we have seen has been kind of split from new converts to people who have transferred because their churches haven't opened back up. And we're one of the few churches in town who are open, especially now. I think we're the only church that is open, it seems. So people are looking for in-person fellowship. And as they come in, you know, they may have their church backgrounds, but these are some of the things that they pick up on and they thank us for, and they think it's refreshing.
What do you think is the greatest need of the community today? And you know, that's a very general term, but I want you to speak specifically. What is it that people need now and are going to need going forward from the church?
From the church, I believe is just a focus on the Word, and we're just trying to spend this year focusing on the gospel. We've themed our year Renew. And I believe in each of our lives, a life centered around the Bible and scriptural things, I think is going to be our anchoring point for especially this year and moving ahead. So keeping people focused on that specifically.
So what are your strengths that the Lord uses?
His wife.
Yeah, I was just going to say my wife and kids. If anything, everyone's always like, say hi to your wife and kids. We love them so much. We love them so much.
Oh, man, yes.
And I kind of stand there going, yeah, and nice to see you too. But
get out of the way so we can see Deborah and the kids.
That's right. No, I'd say definite strength is the family that God has given me. I think something that has helped me over the past year is maybe just a personal outlook. I tend to be a positive person. I try and see the good in every situation. I think a definite thing that has helped me is the lack of social media that I'm connected to, because that seems to be the sticking point for many people who fall into disagreements and lack of unity and different things.
I think it's all
social media related. And ever since day one, I've said I don't want any part of it. I don't fault those who do. I just think it helps me in my walk with the Lord just to stay focused, and I don't need to get caught up in all that. But, I'd say just a positive outlook and, a little bit of optimism for the difficulties and how we can work through them.
Are you a good organizer?
Oh, it depends who you ask.
In comparison
to my wife, she's the ultimate organizer. So she's been a great help to me, but I try to stay organized and try to stay planning ahead with things. So,
Well, because professional people are not going to be drawn towards somebody who doesn't organize and plan.
True.
And they want to be fed, so that takes a lot of study and preparation, because they don't respect somebody who says that this is the most important work in the world and then doesn't prepare like it.
For sure.
And, you know, especially, I've never met you before, but you have a pleasant personality. And it seems like those are three areas that seem to be effective whenever we're reaching some, people that are more professional and what we would say maybe the millennial generation.
Yep. Yeah. And I mean, my background, my father runs a business, and so he's very leadership minded. And so whenever we talk, we have a great time talking about, you know, what books we've read on leadership, and he's always got some great pointers. So I've learned a lot from him. But yeah, working with people who are very educated, there's a lot of great thinkers. And so you can't step into the pulpit with any fluff. You got to have some things that are substance. And so I always try and have a good mix to be able to minister to those who may be new converts or young in their faith, but then trying to keep things where, you know, people are thinking things through.
Well, by the time you preach a sermon the 17th time, it ought to be pretty good.
You better have it down.
No notes.
I don't want to
then.
Show up in service one or three. I show up in number 14 or so. Say, wow, that's phenomenal.
Number 17 is kind of slurred.
number 17, my family was part of. So we had three others and then my family in there. And so I said to them, I said, honestly, I'm tired. I'm very tired, but I will give it my best shot.
Oh, man. I'm going to ask you one more question about pastoring through this time. And then on Friday, I want you to give some thought for this. I want you to talk to some older preachers and tell us what we can do to help younger preachers. And then I want you to talk to younger preachers and tell them what they can do to help older preachers. Something like that.
Yep. And then we'd like you to talk to middle-aged people and say, what do you think we middle-aged people should do?
Are you guys considering
yourself
middle-aged?
And then we'd like you to talk to the nursery children.
He is right now. We're going to the old people's nursery.
Okay, so go.
You have 1.5 minutes. Tell us everything we need to know. Well, let me ask you this to close out this. If this ever comes about again, let's say next year, there's a new strain, what will you do to better prepare for that time? Because here's the problem I see, Brother Michelle, as Independent Baptists and all churches at this time, we're always trying to catch up on things.
Yeah.
You know, if we read our Bible properly, we know that things are going to wax worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
We know that men are going to turn. We know those things. What do you think that you'll be better prepared with if this should happen again?
Well, I've been trying to focus on preparing our people to take more of a stand.
Yes.
I think we're behind on that standing point. There are a few ministries in Canada who have decided to just take a stand and open back to a 30% capacity, but they are really coming under the gun and in the fire for that. So facing large fines, most of all facing the bad media in the community and the reporting.
Yes.
So I think we need to be ready as a church to take more of a stand, but also to be ready to face some of that social fallout, but to realize that's not our main focus. Our focus is to do what God wants us to do and not so much what the community would rather have us do, and to be able to balance it out, to show love to our neighbor, but at the same time to be seeing the importance that we need to be the church that God has called us to be.
Amen. That's good. Wow, great podcast today, and we look forward to Friday. Thank you for your openness and honesty today and some of those things that you've shared. We appreciate that very much. I'm Al Stone. I'm in Columbus with Brother Wolven. I'm traveling for Bearing Precious Seed Canada, preaching here in the United States over the next few months. to avoid all the quarantines and the testings and all of that. I've been here for some time and will continue for some time, away from my family, just for the opportunity really to preach and to preach to an audience. And it's a strange day. And I'm proud of you, Brother Michelle. From one Canadian to another, I'm proud of what you've been able to accomplish and the stand that you've taken and the work that the Lord's been able to do through you. So thank you for being with us. I'm Al Stone.
This is Dan Wolven, and listening to Pastor Michelle, I can identify with being weary. Brother Stone has been with us for a little bit, and you just don't know what else to do at times, and we just sort of stay with it and be consistent, and this too shall pass.
Yeah, Stephen Michelle from Crosspoint Baptist Church in Ottawa, and rather than running from the problems in Canada, I'm staying here and serving through it. So, and we'll look forward to having you back.
Oh, my word. Well, I have strong shoulders. No problem. Go ahead. Obviously, both of these men have constricted COVID and are out of their minds. I'm the only one sane. That's all right. You guys keep going. I'm having the time of my life while you're crying on your pillow every night. That's okay. This is Tim Talks. We'll be back on Friday. Get ready. It's probably going to get worse. This is Tim Talks. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.